happy to take it. He took it. The Rambam says, "Uboyle mitrefe." The also shim v'paisa bezuzah. So we said it's keilu he lost the soda. So now he's coming to the Yisoyimim to Monday Achrayas because he gave money to the Baal Choyim. It's keilu he lost the soda. So he wants to collect his Achrayas. And the Yisoyimim are mourning him for the guilt. And the Yisoyimim are mourning for the guilt. They're claiming, Lemaisa, you owe us money. Don't see the shakl of a tyrant in the Gemara. Don't see the shakl of a tyrant in the Gemara. Lamazen, the taste. Be'achrayas. The Gemara said that at the beginning the story starts, Reuben Shemochar Soda Leshimen Be'achrayas. Zog Teisvus. Shaloi Be'achrayas Pshita. Shaloi Be'achrayas Pshita. Lu Yetzir the Mechiras Shaloi Be'achrayas. So, he owes money, Zogfalo Be'milve. He owes money. He was Zogfalo Be'milve. And he doesn't deserve to get Achrayas. So if he doesn't deserve to get Achrayas, Pshita that he has to give the money that he owes, the Yitel LeYoshov, Afilu Lai Zogfalo Be'milve. So then Pshita, he has to pay him. If it was no Achrayas, so he was Zogfalo Be'milve. He was Zogfalo Be'milve. And the other person, he was never Mischayav Achrayas. Zog Teisves, Aval Be'achrayas Komash Malon. The Habe Amine, Ya'akfim Le'atzmai, the Habe Le'ketefes Mechayim. Komashon de lechoshu leketefes mechaim came on the zakvala b'mil. So let me mazbo zayin, what Tesis is coming to say. Tesis be'etzim had a small kasha b'teich ha-dvorim. What was Tesis kasha b'teich ha-dvorim? Tesis kasha b'teich ha-dvorim was, why the Gemara said that was zakvala b'mil? Take out the words zakvala b'mil. Reuben mochar soda l'shimen be'achrayas. And Reuben meis. Shimon owes the money yet. The Baal Choyv took it, wanted to take it. So Shimon says, I deserve the Achrayas. This Yisrael said, you never paid it for the karka. We want the money of the karka. Why did Gemara have to make a ganze maise as a givendo a maise that Shimon didn't have money and a givendo a zokmal olav b'milva? What's that man having this ganze arichas? This was bothering Teisvus. That was bothering Teisvus. Zok Teisvus. A chidush. Lu yetzuyer. Was no zokfalo b'milve. So if Reuben dies and the Baal Choyv wanted to take the karka, paisa bezuzah, kilu he took the karka, and now he's coming to the Yisoyimim, and the Yisoyimim tell him, pay the money that you owe the father, and he says, I deserve achrayas. He says, yeah, you deserve achrayas. You don't have a word to collect it. Metalta de yasme, but pay the money that you owe to the father. He could say, even that metalta de yasme le mishtab de le Baal Choyv, I could take that money that I owe the father for the karka. And I could begoyve it. I could take that money that I owe for the karka, and I could begoyve it for my choyv. And you will not say metalta de yasme le mishtab de le baal choyv. Why? Because it's tofas mechay. So the anayi is soynas mehay, tofas mechay. And when I'm tofas mechay, you don't say metalta de yasme le mishtab de le baal choyv. What is tofas mechay? It's like gemore. That even that metalta de yasme le mishtab de le baal choyv. But if the Baal Choyv has metaltalim that he was tough as Mechaim, he could take this metaltalim. So b'meile, this money that he owes the father is tough as Mechaim. Because the money is by him. The Aloch is metaltal, he asked for the mishtav of the Baal Choyv. But if it's tough as Mechaim, the Rishonim roofed us, it's not called Shem Yesoimim. So if it's tough as Mechaim, he could take it. So I want to be masmer. The etzematis is not a shein epshat. But the taste needs a pshat. Why taste needs a pshat? If the vote is that money that is in my pocket, hey, stofas mechaim, the money that is in my pocket, hey, stofas mechaim, and b'meile, I could, you don't say metal de yasme le mishtab de le baal choyv, and now zokfon b'milve. I told the father, instead of paying you the money now, I'll pay in a couple years. Who has the money in his pocket? Not the same person. The loyder has the money. He could have the money because he didn't pay for the karka, so the money is in his pocket yet. And he could have the money because he got permission al zakfala b'milva. Beide heis tofas mechaim. And both of them he's holding on to the money. So what is Taisus vote? Taisus says, why you need a zakfala b'milva? Because Lo Yetzir was not a zakfala b'milva. Just he never paid yet for the karka. So then what? If he never paid yet for the karka, so then he's tofas mechaim. Why? Because the money is by him. Zalochim, but when it's a tofas mechaim, you don't say it. No. And if Zakum b'milveh, it's not Tofas Mechaim. The money is by him. The money is weiter by him. So the money is weiter by him, so weiter heißt auf es mechai. So we're not gaining nothing. So, it's different as Beirim, Rabbi, the parents. The world is masber as it. Because Avraham Esrei speaks it out nicely. That the Yosef Tofes Mechaim is not stand that the money is sitting in the house of the person that wants to collect money for the Yosef. The vote is that it's niker, that it looks, and it's niker that this money, he's holding onto it for a piroen instead of the money that a person owes him. He's holding onto the money. Has to be niker that he's holding onto the money for yenem. It's niker that he's holding onto the money. Remember. So I say, when a person has a person buys a house and he didn't pay yet the money, the guy says, "Pay me the money soon." So what's the pshat? The lekeach is not so sure yet that he's getting his chayfetz, so he's holding on to the money. Thus, he's holding on to the money. Thus, he's tough as mechayim. He didn't pay what he has to pay. He has to pay the money and he's not paying. A spiltzach. Why would not? He's playing with us. Then he's not giving the money yet. A spiltzach. So that's his tofas mechaim. His keilu, it's nika. He had to pay and he was holding on to the money that he had to give. He really had to give money and he was holding on to that money that he has to give. That's his tofas mechaim. If zakman b'milveh, it's not tofas mechaim. He's holding on to the money because the person gave him permission to hold on to the money. So that's hegishkin tofas mechaim. So mele zog teise, sval is alochiv tofas mechaim. It's not dinam metal to the yasmele mishtav dinam baal choiv. Well, in Tofas Mechaim is not going to tell the Yasmin and Mishtav Dile Baal Choyiv. B'meile, the Gemara had to say, as Meredo B'Zokman B'Milve, because on Zokman B'Milve, he would not have to pay the father now, and he could have held on to the money, because the Mais even tell the Yasmin and Mishtav Dile Baal Choyiv, but this money, hey, is Tofas Mechaim. This is Tantzis Divrat Tesvus. The Welt Zok, that Rashi didn't give up shot. Why Taker, the Gemara Dafka spoke about Zokman B'Milve? It's a shver gemara shibud rab nosum. We're going to do a shver sugya. The Rishonim have a problem. Every extra word that we don't need to put in the story, why we have to? Reuven mocha sonu l'shimon. He didn't pay him yet. V'meis Reuven. V'baba alchoy v'paisa bezuzah. V'od abab nzak v'o b'milve. So Taisa said do apshat. You're right. It's not written as a kasha in a teretz. It's written as a bederich agaf of the achrayis. But this is the masu matan in Taisa. Zog the world lefi Rashi a givaldik teretz. Rashi didn't mention no teretz. Zog the world as Sido achkire, what's heist achrayas? What is achrayas? I'll explain tutzdog. One side achrayas heist, I'm selling you a house, and I'm promising you, as our insurance, if something happens, guarantee, I will take care of you. This is one side. So another side, if it's a problem, I'll give you back your money. If it's a problem, I'll give you back the money. Like two mechalachim and achrayis. I feel like I think it's taka as a. So the achrayis, you come with a problem, they fix it. So the achrayis, if it's a problem, take back your money, give me back the chayvet. You don't have to. I'll give you where's the nafkamina? If you're the first side that the achrayis is, I'll take care of you if something will happen to you. The second side is, no, if it's a problem, I'll give you back your money, forget about the mekach. What if you bought a house for $1,000? Now the price of the house is 800. Price went down, happens. Now the Baal Choyv came and collected. You go back to your achrayas. And you tell the achrayas, no, achrayas. The guy says, no problem. How much the guy collected? How much it was costing the day that you lost it? How much it cost? 800? Take back 800. You didn't lose more from 800. I promise you, every bad thing that will happen to you, I will take care of you. When they took it from you, how much it was worth? 800. You lost 800. You bought a house of 1,000, the price went down, too bad. The price could have gone up. The price goes down. Real estate, and so. Now it's worth 800. Someone took it from you. I promise you, any hezek that will come, I will take care of you. A hezek of 800. But if the pshat is that I machzir the mekach, if it's a problem, if someone takes it, we could be machzir the mekach, I have to give you back the whole 1,000, and you give me back, and this is my achrayas. The mekach is bottom. The mekach is bottom. Shitas Rashi is mevur bekama mekoymes. Achrayis is not to take care of you. The mekach is bottom. That's what we saw at the beginning in Lamed Amud Beis. Rashi said that beitzem every time the lekeach collects, the mekach is bottom mikam velehaba. The mafreya mikam velehaba, but the kula alma the mekach is bottom. But more from that, no, Rashi, Rashi says it clear. Look in Rashi, the Bura Maschil Be'achrayas. Shemo Yitlenu Ba'al Choyv De Ruven Mishimim Bishul Choyv Sheshivda Loi Ruven Sheyeshalem Loi Ruven Zeh Me'oisov Leshimen. I will give you back your money. What's Rashi? Come on, what's Rashi Zogdo? Yeshalem Loi Me'oisov. I will pay you back your money. This is my Achrayas. I will pay you back your money. It's a lot of nafkeminis, but Azeh is Mevur Shittas Rashi and Shas. That the getter of Achrayas is giving you back the Mekach, returning it back. Aber Azeh zog the Welt Poshet. You write the Metal to the Yasmin le Mishtab de le Baal Choyv. Reuven bought a Sode, Shimon bought a Sode from Reuven. And Reuven dies. And now Shimon lost the Sode. And he never paid yet for the Sode. Louis II was no Zog von Olav ben Milve. He just never paid. He comes to the Yisraimim, I lost. I want my money back. Tell him, listen, we don't have money. But by the way, you know, your father owes us money. What money? The money that you didn't pay yet. He says, I'm not buying it anymore, I'm not paying. You're right, that if the father didn't leave money, I don't have from where to collect it. But you can't ask me to pay that money. The Mekach is over. You ain't the talk to the Yasmele Mishtab de la Baal Choyv. Reuven's on the son of the Shimon Be'achrayas. Now, Reuven dies, and they took it from Shimon. Shimon comes to the Yisraimim, they tell him, listen, the father didn't leave nowhere, so we don't have what to pay. But by the way, you owe us money yet, for what? For the Mekach is over. So the enemy has to give me back my money. So I'm not collecting money. I just don't have to pay that money. It's not me getting the metal diyas from the mishtav to the baal choyv. So it's a geschmack. So the way Rashi learned this is kasha. It's not like in kasha. Only bezok from all of the milve. The mekach is finished. That money I keilu gave you, Rabban Kotler explains. Keilu, you took back the money again and you gave me alvor. That money of the payment, I paid. Is achrayis, you have to pay me back. The Yisraelim don't have a word to pay back. But what the Yisraelim want to collect from him, it's not Dmei HaMekach. Alvor? So they tell him, Hatzachan, you owe us alvor, pay us for the alvor. What do you want, the money back? And sure, we don't have money to give you back. So Zer Gishmak. So Tesis that didn't learn like that, Weistois Tesis will learn, and we'll see as Hashem, Sach Moldes Chiddush, Tesis will learn that the Gedor von achrayis is, it's not that the Mekach is bottom. Rashi learns the Gedor v'achrayis is Yachzir lo yizem ha'oisov. I have to return the money. Meile zogt Rashi poshet b'chay gav me'bayos. Afilu mitardi asmen v'mishtav v'bal choy v'fitz nazok v'mil v'ez no mokim to mishare. Teisus, teisus v'nishta ze. Teisus lo yachrayis, I have to take care of you. Seira. But meile zogt teisus, the more could have said b'achrayis eichet. So teisus a different reason, because if not, it's geist tofas mechay. Now we're at the next teisus. So what was the case? Reuven mochar soda leShimon be'achrayis, and Reuven zok v'lo b'milva, we said, and Reuven dies, and the Baal Choyv of Reuven came to Mon Shimon. So Shimon was paise bezuzah. We explained paise bezuzah is be'etzem he gave him the karka. He bought it back. And the Yisrael, we look at it, keilu he lost the karka. And the Meir, now our sugya is handling that hatzach the sugya, what would be the aloch b'chai gavna? If they have to pay, the Yisrael want the money from the alvoy, and he wants the achrayis. Well, this is the gemot. Zog teisus. Upaisi bezuzi. Rivuse nokat. Ava pishe nosan moes, limotzi lemeimara moes, shenitchayavki laavichem nosati lo. Lo mirin pa melach do. O shtet asach yesoides, o shtar de derech tal. Teisus is shtelling a kashe. What was the case? Reuven mochas odo reshimen beachrayis, zog me lo bemilve, and Reuven dies. Now, the Baal Choyv, the person that Reuven owed money, lo mizang in Yankiv, came to Shimon and said, Reuven owes me money, he doesn't have taka karkoes, I'm taking this karka. So Shimon told him, instead of karka, let me to give you money. And we said, it's kilu, he lost the karka, and now he's coming to the Yisraimim, and the Yisraimim tell him, you owe us money. So Tesis had Shver again, why paisa mezuzah? Lama had a better case. Reuven mocha sada Shimon ba'achrayis, ve'meis Reuven, ve'oso Baal Choyv, ve'toraf, he took it. Now the Shimon comes back to the Yisraimim, they took my karka, pay me. They said, listen, we don't have a word to pay you. By the way, you owe us money, please pay us. And the same Gemara, without the Yasmin, I'm Mishtav de la Baal Choyv. You're right, Rove can't say in Pikechu, but Rav Bar Chama didn't know that Rove is planning to add a line on his shtickel, yeah? Rav Bar Chama didn't say his shtickel that Rove will later come and say in Pikech. Someone asked me this kasha, this is Kin Kasha Bechlad. Rove is not planning, Rav Bar Chama doesn't say Meimre to help Rove to add shticklach. So the Meimre of Rav Bar Chama is one thing, that they lose, this person has to pay what he owes and he doesn't get. So why to say Paisa Mezuzah? And everyone gets mixed up. Paisa Mezuzah, he did it. This is Tesis Kash. Now, look what Tesis answers. So Tesis, if he would give a karka, so then for sure, he lost the karka. The Yisraelim say, listen, we don't have a word to pay you. But by the way, you owe us money. But if he would give money, Zok Teisves, Salkedaidoch, he could say, you know what money I gave that person? The money that I owe you, father, I gave that person. The money I don't have to pay you, because I already paid it. I gave it to that person. The money that I owe to your father, I gave to that person. Kamashon, he can't say it. But if he would give a karka, for sure, he lost the karka. Too bad. We don't have a word to pay. And by the way, you owe us money from the Zokman Bamil, but please pay us. But if he gave money, Salkedaitoch, he could say, the money that I owe to the father, this is the money that I paid. So it's two kashas here. One kasha is poshta kasha. Boris Yitzchak fragt the kasha. Even if he gave karka, he could say, I owe your father money. When you owe money a person, you could give him cash and you could give him karka. Instead of paying your father the money that I owed, I pay to that person. Why only if he gives cash to that person, he says no? When that person came, you know, I gave him what I owed your father. And if he, so that basis, if he gives cash, Salkedaidoch, he could say it, Kamash, he can't say it. Rashi explains, we tell him, who are you? No one asked you to do it, say it. And if he gave karka, he also could say it. I took the money, I owed your father money, so I paid it by giving him the karka. By giving that person the karka, I paid what I owe your father. Why only by money he could say that? Kumash will know that a person can't say such a tiny, I pay what I owe to the father, I pay to the other person. But what is legeya in Tesis that only if he gives money, he could say such a tiny, the money that I owe to the father, I gave him. I owe the father money, so I gave him a karka. What is this good? It's a pelagot. It's not a pelagot in Tesis. Close the kasha. So the whole Teretz is poshut. And this shayla, I'm just making this lighter. The Teretz of this kasha is poshut. When this person came over to you to take the karka, he didn't have a right to come to you to ask for money. He doesn't know you. You, Shimon, Reuven owes him money. Shimon, he can't touch Shimon's money. He could touch Shimon, karka that he bought from Reuven is meshubet to him. But Shimon, money he can't ask him for. Shimon says, I went over to him, I offered him a deal. I owe you come because someone owes you money, Reuven. You know, I owe him money. Take the money. Salkedaidoch, he could say, I did that deal. He came. I told him, why are you coming? Because Reuven owes you money. You know, by the way, I owe him also money. Take that money. And Shalom al Yisrael. But if he collected the karka, he didn't come to me to collect the karka to ask me. He has the right to collect this karka. Why he has the right to collect this karka? Because this karka is meshubet to him. While this karka is meshubet to him, he has the right to collect this karka. While the karka is mishubatim, he has the right to collect this karka. So while he has the right to collect this karka, so Shimon can't say, I gave it because the money that I owed. He said, this guy said, forget about what you owe to Shimon. Reuven owes me money, this is mishubat to me, I took it. I want to add a gnage. We saw in Rashi Lamed Amud Beis that he tells the Shimon, when I'm coming to take, clapping my time, you never bought it, Bichlal. Rashi said, it's ain't a shaloi, ain't a birshusoi. It's not yours, Bichlal. You're not giving it to me. I'm not taking it because you're giving it to me. Don't give it to me and I will take it. The money, I can't take from him. So he could say, when I gave you money, I decided to give you money. I meant to pay that choyf by giving you money. But when he takes the karka, he's not taking it because I'm offering him the karka. Even if I yell, ich will nicht geben the karka, he will grab the karka. And Rashi said in Lavan Amud Beis that the Mekach was not chalitz in a birshusri Bichlal. So he doesn't have to ask me permission, Bichlal. So maybe I can't say, yeah, but I had kavonis. No one asked you. Don't have kavonis. Don't want to give it, they will take it from you. So when they took it from you, salam l'shabot. But maybe you can't say, that's the double push. Aber azay, after we could go one more step weiter. Herzlich ein gut. So do has fasemes do. This fasemes as a starke, it's a mitzvah zu oizchash mit this fasemes. This fasemes as is a starke, starke kasha and tesis. Tesis says, Tesis look the kasha. Why are we speaking that Shimon paid that guy cash? Maybe Shimon took the karka and he gave it to that guy, and now he's claiming the achrayus, and the sugya will be much leichter. Why the Gemara was maimed in a zayich atimtzas given geld? So Tesis said a pshat. Zog this fasemes, I have a poshta teretz. If he gave a karka, so b'meile, he paid midin she'abudu de Rab Nosson. Let me mazbo zayin. Why she'abudu de Rab Nosson? Reuven owes Yankiv money, right? Yankiv has the tainet, and Reuven, you owe me money. And Shimon owes money to Reuven because he never paid for the karka. Forget about the achrayas. No achrayas. Forget about the achrayas. Reuven owes money to Yankiv, and Shimon owes money to Reuven because he never paid for the karka. So when Yankiv goes and collects the karka from Shimon, he be'etzem goes to Shibud the Rab Nosson and he's goyve the karka. You're right, he has two ways to be goyve. Even if Rab Nosson didn't exist, there's a different reason why he could take the karka. Because Reuven owes the money, and when Reuven owes money and he sells the karka is meshuvah to him. But forget about what the karka is meshuvah to him. Lama Zogin is no shibud on karkois. But Shimon owes money for, because he never paid for the karka yet. And Reuven owes money to Yankiv. Zogt Rab Nosson, you could go directly, even after Reuven dies, metaltalim you can't. Aber karkois, you could go directly to Shimon and to collect it. So if Shimon gave him a karka, it worked on Shibud the Rab Nosson. I'm asking you a shayla. This Shimon, here in our sugya, owes, chutz from this mechire, he owes stam $100 to Reuven. Stam. And Reuven owes $100 to Yankiv. Chutz from this whole story. So Yankiv could go and collect karkois from Shimon how much he wants. Does he da aloche from Shibud the Rab Nosson? Wait, does the aloch of Shibud the Rab Nosson or not? If this is the aloch of Shibud the Rab Nosson, that when Reuven owes Yankiv and Shimon owes Reuven, Yankiv goes to Shimon and collects. Here Shimon owes money, yeah, he never paid. Reuven owes money to Yankiv, so Yankiv could collect the karka. It's not Shibud the Rab Nosson. And if, what is the difference? If he collect the money as Shibud the Rab Nosson, so Shimon doesn't owe any more money to Reuven, right? If Yankiv went and collect the money from Shimon al Shibud the Rab Nosson, he pulled it out. Oh, the money that you owe Reuven, I took. So now the same come to Reuven, Shimon, where's the money you owe to our father? The guy took it to Shibud the Rab Nosson. I paid already. So he doesn't have to pay nothing to the Yisraelim anymore. So Lu Yitzuyer, he would be going there a karka, the Yisraelim can't mend the money anymore. It was paid al Shibud the Rab Nosson. Why is that close? As they fake this for Semitz, so, and not only that, Chidushi Aran, not Bayos, Bayos has a face of Shigate or Bayos, but in Ksuves, Chidushi Aran in Ksuves is not the Teretz of Tesis Kashin. He says the Teretz of Tesis Kashin. Dafka if he gave money, because in money is not Shibud Rab Nosson, Tal Dias when he mishtabde, but if he collected Karka, Sergeitz Aran Shibud Rab Nosson. So I say it's a Sefer Dvar Shmuel. It's a Sefer Dvar Shmuel on Psochim. El Zog, no, so it's not a Kashe. The Gemara didn't know yet Shibud Rab Nosson in this Shlav of the Gemara. So the Mele Teis were trying to say a Shtikr on Shibud Rab Nosson. The Ran is the Maskone and Ksubes. La Aloche, El Zog Shibud Rab Nosson. Teis is here before the Gemara knew Shibud Rab Nosson. Soon the Gemara will figure it out. So the Ran, the Maskone, you write, we said it because Shibud Rab Nosson. But Teis were trying to give a pshat lefida haba amina. Shtan shlikul siyate. The Ran by Yostak is the other Teretz. Chidush HaRan. I don't know if it's the same Ran. Pashto is the same. Chidush HaRan by Yostak is like Teis. But ain't lanu. It's not mashma zeh. It's for same as Beis Yosefek. But it's not more from them. Ain't lanu godol mea Bach. The Bach in Ksuvis and the Ran says, Vezeh HaRan de loy kedib re Teis in Psochim daf Lamed Aleph. So in Bach state that Teisus didn't want to answer the Ran, and he doesn't hold from the Ran. But Teisus doesn't hold from the Ran. Maybe they will say Cheshbonis, as mother so good, I could mukhiach to you in Eve Bay that Teisus, even the Maskona, didn't hold from the Teisus in the Ran. But then again, philosoph of the Bach, by his Chodosh. Zog the Bach, the Voposhut, that Teisus is Cholik and the Ran. So now we have to have, what's the Machleik is though? The Ran and his Fasemis are saying a good Teretz. That if this person would give the Karka, Shalom al Yisrael. He paid his choiv, as Shabbat the Rab Nosson. The Teretz is poshut. As I posh the Teretz. And I said, okay, yesterday night, Beres Yitzchok, Azog the Sab, in the Venix, G'day to the Venix, Posh is Masber et Klor, Azog the Zemra, Azog poshut. Azog Ter. It doesn't work here as Shabbat the Rab Nosson. You know why it doesn't work as Shabbat the Rab Nosson? The same vote we said a second ago in Tesfis. When Yankiv comes, to Shimon, and he wants to take the karka, he tells Shimon, I'm not coming as Shibud the Rab Nosson. Reuven owes me money. If he would sell the karka to someone else, even if that person would not owe him money, I could collect the karka because I have a Shibud on it. Right? If Reuven would sell this karka to Shimon, we'll take the case of the Gemara, and Shimon already paid, it's no Shibud the Rab Nosson. Even so, Yankiv could go and collect it because it's Meshubah to him. So he's collecting, Rashi explained, Keilu the mechira was never chal. Shimon can't say, I'm using it for Shibud of Rav Nosson. What do you mean you're using it? He's not taking it because you want to give it to him. This we explain the whole thesis is Gibbayt of them. If you want to give it to him, this is what we start in the first shtickle. So what Tais is saying, only if he gave money, even if he gave karka. I wanted to give it for the piroim. I'm not asking you, I'm taking the karka because I have a schus in the karka. So if I'm taking the karka because I have a schus in the karka, what are you telling me, Shebu Rab Nosson? What's Shebu Rab Nosson? What's Shebu Rab Nosson though? What's part of Shebu Rab Nosson? Shebu Rab Nosson what? I'm going to the karka because I have a schus alayim. Nurushi Abdul Rab Nosson is you owe money to one person, and that person owes money to the other person. So that first, the third person goes to the first person. This is Abdul Rab Nosson. Here, this Shimon, Reuven, the Baal Chayiv could come for him even without Shimon Rab Nosson. No, Raya, before we didn't know Shimon Rab Nosson. And even so, he said, listen, you bought a kaka that's Meshuvah to me, I have a right to collect it. So you can use it and pay it also to Abdul Rab Nosson. Could be a different mahalchim to be asked this for semis. Should be vegas kashas. But the vow will stick to this teretz. Tachlos haglata teretz. And it's muach menevi bein teisves that teisves holds this time that I can go direct. You can't force me to come duch. You can't make me to come duch shevud rav nos. Lamazan teisves. Lamazan the next teisves. Mishabadne lebal choyv da avuchem mid rav nos. Mishabadne lebal choyv da avuchem mid rav nos. So what is the maskona segimore? What is the maskona segimore? Let me give you the maskona segimore. The Gemara says, we'll take the case of Rab Nachman. This is the leichter yichetimtzu. What is the case of Rab Nachman? Yisoyimim shigovu karka b'choy v'saviyim. Yisoyimim shigovu karka b'choy v'saviyim. Ba'al choyiv, choyzo v'goy v'oy samahem. What is the aloch? Yisoyimim shigovu karka b'choy v'saviyim. Baal Choyv Choyzo V'Goy V'Oysamen. The Aloha is the Talta of the Yasma Le Mishav V'Le Baal Choyv. The Talta of the Yasma Le Mishav V'Le Baal Choyv. However, it's made if the father left money, it's garnished. But if the father left that someone owes him money, and the Yisrael went and collected the karka, so the Baal Choyv could be gave the karka. And the Gemara asked why. But the Yisrael bought a karka with money, why it could be gave the Choyv? And of them the Gemara says, the Gemara in the beginning wanted to say, because the Mafreya or Goy V'Kilo goes belong to the father. And the Gemara answers, no, it's not going mitzad lemafrau goyve. So the Gemara, it's going mitzad shiabudu derab nos. No, so let me get, what is the teretz of the Gemara shiabudu derab nos? Okay, it's the case of Rab Nachman. The case of Rab Nachman is life. What is the teretz of the Gemara shiabudu derab nos? What helps you shiabudu derab nos? What is the teretz? Shiabudu derab nos. What is shiabudu derab nos? The teretz shiabudu derab nos is as it. Yisayim shigobu karakat derum Nachman zichetimtze. Bekhoi basavir. Ruven. And Reuven and Shimon, Reuven and Shimon owe money to Yankov. And Reuven owes him money. And he dies, and the Yisraelim go and collect that money from Reuven. So b'meile, Shimon could be gave it. Why? The father didn't leave money. The father didn't leave a karka. So before we learn l'mafreya gave, kilu Yankov had the karka, so b'meile Shimon could be gave the karka. What is Shiabud the Rab Nosson? So when the Sada was by Reuven, before the Yisayim collected, it was already Meshubet to Shimon. While Shimon could go directly to the third person, so Nachama, we have Yisayim. And one person owes the money, and they owe someone else money. And they went and they collect the karka, the person could be goyve from the Yisayim. Not because Lemafreya or goyve, because the Teretz of Shiabud Rav Nosson said, even when the karka was here, before that person collect that money, I had a shibud on the karka. So maybe while this karka was meshubah to me, so maybe it's not called Yisayim Shekonu karka. This karka was already meshubah to me before. But maybe that's the halacha of Shiabud Rav Nosson. That's the gemara. If the pshat that was already meshubah to me before the Yisayim collected, it was already meshubah to me. This reason it's not called Yisayim Shekonu Karka b'choy b'saviyem, because that karka was meshubah to me even before the Yisayim were gave it. So even if the Yisayim were gave a metaltalim, that metaltalim was meshubah to me. Yenem is nishkin yosem. Yenem is living. So that metaltalim is meshubah to me. Because as Shabudu Rab Nosson, I could go to the third person and I could collect the metaltalim. So if I could go to the third person and collect the metaltalim, so why dafke yisraim shigobu karka b'chayv asaviyem? Even yisraim shigobu metaltalim b'chayv asaviyem. Well, when it's by the second person, it's already meshubah to me. Because I could go direct al shibud the Rav Nosson. If I could go al shibud the Rav Nosson, so why dafke yisraim shigobu karka b'chayv asaviyem? Even shigobu metaltalim b'chayv asaviyem, I could be chayv asaviyem. This is Tesis Kash. And for Tesis. ונראה להגיד דווקא גם בקרקע שייך למימר הוכי. דבשיבודי שהקרקע הזו משובדס לרובן חשבינן לה כאילו היא ביודוי. דוי מוכרו עם מישכן או חייזרס רובן וגוי באויסו ולקח משובדס נאמן לבעל חוי. אבל מטלטלים אין להחשיבון כאילו הם ביד רובן כיוון שאילו מוכרו עם מישכן הום אין גוי במהם. זוג תסיס עמוד לטרץ. אז קרקע, even when, before the יסוי עם הגוי בה, the שיבוד is so stark, it's כאילו already ביודו. זה ממילא זה שיבודו לרב נוסי. מטלטלים is is a shibud, but it's a shvach shibud. So the mele, you don't say it's keilu by the middle person. The mele has no shibud the rabnos. This taste is a very shvera taste. Before we start, the words in the teretz of tesis is mashma that is no shibud the rabnos and the metaltalim. It's only shibud the rabnos and the karkoetz. As there is mashma in tesis. But the answer is that the shibud is not so stark. The mele is no shibud the rabnos. And does it nicht emes? The marsho says mefurish that it's not emes. That Shibud Rab Nosson is, you could go to the third person and you could be given a metaltalim. As I'm before, in Kiddushin of Yutes, and as I said in the Gemara, Moitzim is there, and Noisim is there, Shanema, and Nosson Lasher, Rosham Loi. You pay Shibud Rab Nosson metaltalim. So what is Tesis Teretz? So what is Tesis Teretz? We need Pshat and Tesis Teretz. What Tesis answers that metaltalim is different? What metaltalim is different? Shibud Rab Nosson works on metaltalim also. This is a Shvera Zach will have to be Mazmur. But before we start with Mazgul the space first, let me have Tzachon Kasei. The Ktzei Sachoyshen and Simen Peihei, Sivkotten Hei, the Ktzei Sachoyshen Fregdo at Tzorich Iyun Godel Me'oid. Tzorich Iyun Godel Me'oid. What is Tesis Kash? Let me try in a minute. Is Yankev that someone owes him money and he owes someone money? Yankev dies, he owes Lama Zogin Shimon money and Reuven owes him money. And Yankev dies, Shimon wants to collect the money, they tell him the Yisraim and the father didn't leave nothing. Aber, Reuven owes money, and the Yisraim go and they collect the karka. And of them steht in the Gemara, but the Yisraim could collect it now from the Bnei Yankev. The Shimon could collect it from Bnei Yankev. Why? So first the Gemara told him, Afriyahu David, the Gemara, nay, Shabbat and Rab Nosson, so when it was by Reuven, it was Meshubet to me also. You Meshubet to me. Then what is Shabbat and Rab Nosson the Pashtus? Yankev is Meshubet to Shimon, not only what Yankev owns, even the money that Yankev, someone owes him, he's also Meshubet, I'm a Masber at Poshet. Someone owes me money. So he owes me, his house owes me, his metaltalim owe me. Even the money that someone owes him, also I have a schus on it. I could collect from him, I could collect from his house, I could collect from his metaltalim, and I could collect from the choybis that he has on different people. People that, money that he wants from people, I could collect. This is Shebut Rab Nosson, the mail is of the Gemara. Shimon talked to Bnei Yankev, you're right that you don't have a karka, but your father, someone owes your father money, and this is already Meshubet to me. If it's not Meshubet to me, so the father left you money, and you bought a karka, it's not. Abba Shebut Rab Nosson, when your father, someone owes him, it's already Meshubet to me. But mail I'm going. For Iktaisis, Abba Razay, so even if they were not gave a karka, even if Reuven has metaltalim, let Shimon to be gave it, because Shimon has a Shibut on it. You're right. Look to Reuven has metaltalim. And the same him go and they gave him the metaltalim. Kum Shimon and says, no, it's Meshubet to me. If Yankev would, if the father that died would leave metaltalim, you could be gave the metaltalim? If the guy that dies leaves metaltalim, you could give him metaltalim? Avadanish, metaltalim yasmalay mishtab de lebal choyv. Now, Reuven owes him money, and Reuven has metaltalim. It's better if Lo Yetzir, these metaltalim would be by the father himself? How it could, what is this kasha bichlal? Let me ask that. What is Shabud the Rav Nosson? Shabud the Rav Nosson says like this. Yankev owes money to Reuven. And Shimon owes him money. Comes Reuven to collect the money. But he is saying there's no money. So, you don't have a house? No. Metaltalim you don't have. You have choyves? Yeah. Oh, so that choyves are meshubet to me. So if that choyves have a karka, besides the karka is meshubet to me. But if that choyves don't have a karka, have metaltalim, if the father would have the metaltalim himself in the house, you could be given the metaltalim? No. So now he has a schus on someone to get from that someone metaltalim. He has a schus to be given the metaltalim? Metaltalim yes, but I'm shabbat about choyves. What? But what is this Reuven's chus that the Yankiv is meshumet to him so much? Himself, his karkos, and his choyves. Now, in his choyves, he's going to metaltali. In his choyves, he's going to collect the metaltali. If he would have this metaltali in his hand, I can't take it from him. So because he has a schus and someone to have a metaltali, you could collect it from him? Zog dik tzois. Let me ask you something. Zog dik tzois. Is a raya from here to the chkire where the ktzois stels, and let me have to chondas in the tchila sa dvorim for shiabudu the rabnosen. Zog the ktzois says, what is shiabudu the rabnosen? It's two ways to understand shiabudu the rabnosen, zog the ktzois. The ktzois is mitzayin to what he himself written by Arachove and Simon Pivot. What is shiabudu the rabnosen? One pshat in shiabudu the rabnosen, zog the ktzois is, like we learned till now. Shibud mishtabit. Let me say the words. Shibud mishtabit. What does Shibud Mishtabed means? It's number one, number two, number three. So, number three owes money to number two, and number two owes money to number one. So, let me say in our case, Reuven owes money to Yankiv, and Yankiv owes money to Reuven. Yankiv owes money to Reuven. So, when Reuven could come to collect, he calls to Yankiv, you owe me money, pay me. I don't have money. Give me your house. I don't have a house. Give me your metaltalim. I don't have metaltalim. Give me... I don't have nothing. He says, yeah, but someone owes you money. Give me what someone owes you. He will owe me. You have a schus to collect from someone money. You have a schus in the bag for money. I want that money. Come to someone. You owe me money. I don't have. Give me your house. I don't have. Give me metaltalim. You have money in the bank? Give me the money that you have in the bank. Someone owes you money? Give me that money. The schus that you have in someone is also mishtabit to me. Das miruf shibut mishtabit. This is the chiddush of Nasan. That not only what you have, I could collect from you, but you have a schus by a different person, I also could collect from you. This we call shibud meshubet. Shibud meshubet. The tzeis brings down a Rashba in Kiddushin. That the Rashba learned that it's so poshet, frag the Rashba why you need to come to Rab Nasan. Well, what have come to Rab Nasan? On Rab Nasan you could figure this out. You owe me money? You have to pay me. You don't have, pay me karka. You don't have, pay me metalka. You don't have, give me the chayvis that you have. If you have papers of chayvis, I can't collect them. Frank the Rashbo, why I need a pasuk for Shabbos the Rav Nosson? On a pasuk. I say Frank the Rashbo. And the Rashbo says two terutzim. Maybe Shibud is ain't a mishtabed. Maybe without the pasuk, the other person will tell me, Labat Borin Vidiyat. You're right, you have a schus to take it. The other guy doesn't want to give it to me. I don't know you. Zog dik tzeis, I learn nishta zeh. The ghetto from the Gzeras HaKosuv is that now the third person owes directly the first person. Now, Shimon, Reuven owes Shimon. It doesn't go through the Yesayimim. Reuven owes Shimon directly the money. If Reuven owes directly the money to Shimon, it's a choyv yosho. Not shibud mishtabed. The chiddush of Rav Nosson is that the third person owes the first person. Zog this type of nafkemine, what would be if the second person wants to be Meichel de Choyv? For the first shot, if he's Meichel de Choyv, too bad. Oh, but if now Reuven owes Shimon, the first one owes the third one, the middle person can't be Meichel de Choyv. It's a direct Lichil. Zog the Ktsois, does see the Pshat in unsere Teisfes. What Teisfes asked the Kasha, Teisfes meant to ask. If it's Shiabud de Rab Nosson, so you're right, even if it's metaltalim, and the same we gave him metaltalim, oh, but the Teres is not metaltalim, that's what you wanted to say. Reuven owes me money, and by Reuven it's not Yesayim anymore. Reuven is metaltalim, 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 it's not metaltalim, man, it's mishtabel. Don't give him Teres' kasha. Teres and the kasha learns to get direct. Not shibud mishtabel. If it's shibud mishtabel, so it's metaltalim, because I have a schus on him, not more from what he has. And if it will be by him, I can't collect it. So because he has a right on someone else, I could collect it from him. I'm collecting from him everything what he has. Karkoyes, metaltalim. Oh, but metaltalim, yes, let me start there. I can't be gave a shibud meshubet. Oh, but if it's going direct, the man, I could be gave it. Azeh zog dikzeis. Now, the shayla is about Azeh, what is Teisus Teretz? What is Teisus Teretz? So what do you want to say, Teisus is choyz or shvarzer gleiber? Shvarzer gleiber. So let me again say it. Rabbeinu David is a Rishon. Can I know that it's a Rishon? Rabbeinu David steht mit Furish Teisus Kashe like we're saying it. Kevon Shishir Abud the Rav Nosson is direct. It's not metaltele the Yasme. He speaks out the whole shtickle of the Ktzos. Zog Rabbeinu Dovi v'yishleimer. It's a mistake. Shibud the Rav Nosson doesn't go directly. He goes indirectly. It's not that Reuven owes Shimon. The father owes me money. Just like I could collect from the father, I could collect his chayvus. But mele, if I can't collect metaltelim from the father, I can't collect the metaltelim that he got through his chayvus. It's like Rabbeinu David, aber la teisves loy tirzu ken, aber das ist nicht der Pshat in teisves. Because if you see teisves, he says something else. It's like Rabbeinu David. Teisves didn't say that. And he brings down the whole Zach B'Shem teisves. Pasha teisves didn't say that. If teisves would say that, it had to be v'yishloimar, shibud v'rab nosan, it's not direct. Tesis here writes, it's a ganze Megillah Sester, though. This was the ganze Drosche, it's a ganze Drosche, though. And a schwere Drosche, we asked. And we don't, and the Meister Shibud Rav Nosson works also on the Taltanim. We have to know what Tesis is answering. So, noch einmal, the Ktzeis is stelling, though, as Tesis learns in his Kashi that Shibud Rav Nosson is direct. Das ist Tesis Kashi. Because if it's not direct, it doesn't help. So weiter mit Tarte de Yasma le Mishtav de Baal Choyf. And the Meister Diktes was Mechavit Rabbeinu Dovid that speaks it out lehed yemila b'mila. Now we have to know what is Tesis Teretz. I want to be Mazmer. We have two Zachar, we have to be Mazmer. What is Tesis Teretz? It's not Mashma that does the Gufi given to the Chazore. Not Mashma. It's not Mashma. And some we said Tesis Teretz also doesn't make sense b'chlal. Tesis Teretz is a Shvera Teretz. But there's no Shibud Metaltalim. Shibud Rav Nosson for sure works also in Metaltalim. Stam, we don't know what Tesis means in the Teretz. Marsho says Efes Dom. Now, this was the Marsho Meindo. This was the Marsho Meindo. And Lemaise, so nochmal. So first we have to know, Lefidik Tesis Mahalach and Tesis Kashe, was is ein Tesis Teretz? And second, what we have to arbeiten, when the Tesis said a Mahalach, Lefi his Derech, as he gave direct. As a Sach Hishem, that's under Stipler, against the Simen, as Sach Hishem, that doesn't go direct. A ganze regime that doesn't go direct. The Marshal learns that it doesn't go direct. So what given Tesis Kashe? So what's given the Tesis Kashe? So we have to read the Tesis Kashe. Such a modern.